now the sound of high life. That's a style of music that once defined dance floors in West Africa. Pat Thomas, a singer and band leader from Ghana, is behind it. He has a new album out, and reviewer Banning Air says it breathes fresh life into an all-but-forgotten genre. It's called Pat Thomas and the Kwashibu Area Band.
Pat Thomas is nearly 70. He's lived in England, Germany, Canada, and the U.S., but these days he's back home in Ghana, once again making the music that enshrined him in the hearts of his countrymen. High life. In the 60s, high life out of Ghana and Nigeria ruled the dance floors of West Africa. The music's blend of African rhythm, jazzy brass lines, tangling electric guitars, and call-and-response vocals projected African modernity. Independence fever was sweeping the continent, and high life was the soundtrack to celebration. For Pat Thomas, that celebration has never stopped. Thomas recorded this album in Accra with a young Ghanaian producer, so it's a multi-generational effort. The session reunites Taylor with another high life veteran, Ebo Taylor. These two first worked together in 1968, and they've remained close all these years. Check out Taylor's signature brass arranging on this track, Oya Sem, a song that encourages people to speak openly about their problems. These eight songs unfold in beautifully paced arrangements, unhurried but packed with ideas. Some songs nod to music styles that high life has influenced, like Afrobeat out of Nigeria. Drummer Tony Allen started out in high life and went on to become an architect of Afrobeat with his unmistakable brilliance on trap drums. Allen's presence on two tracks here is a special treat. Now, no one would argue that high life is poised to make a serious comeback in the era of hip-hop and electronica. But iconic dance sounds, whether big band swing, soul, or ska, never really die. High life belongs on that list, and we're lucky Pat Thomas is still around to remind us what all the fuss was about.
Banning Air is senior editor at Afropop.org. He reviewed the new album Pat Thomas and Kwashibu Area Band.